Okay, today, let's see, September 18th, 2025, it's getting slightly cooler, but still warm and somewhat humid outside. Right now it's 79. The highest will be 90 and the lowest will be 78 in Celsius. Right now 28 degrees and the maximum temperature will be 32, the minimum 25. Krishna shared with me about what was happening on the, let's see, 8th or 9th, somewhere there in Nepal. Also, yeah, when Rubin came back, then he visited me, my home, and get to hear more thoroughly the things what happened in Nepal. One day before that, Ram Singh came to my home with his leaders. Ram Singh was sharing about speaking in tongues. He encouraged all of his leaders and believers about take your time to during the day, whenever, to speaking in tongues. And he was inspired to speaking tongues, knowing that there's power and authority that God has given to us. And in speaking in tongues, he would have aim, target. And his aim is to obliterate the corruption in the government, high posts. And he would be speaking in tongues against those evil spirits that is causing something like this on those authority seats. So he was inspired to do that. Ram Singh was sharing about that. When he speaks in tongues, he just aim at that evil spirit who is using that authority seat in the government. Just kick out the devil with that kind of mindset and pray, speaking tongues. So I thought, wow, that's wonderful. Because we have this ability, God has given us this ability for us to pray. Pray with understanding and also pray in the spirit, speaking in tongues. And this speaking tongues, the Spirit of God in us pray perfectly. And his leaders have been really practicing to speak in tongues and seeing wonderful results that they see in their lives and in the area, community. And we have the authority and power to cast out evil spirits. Throw away. We are given this authority seat, right hand of God, and God has given to us to heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases and cast out devils. So we have this authority. As we walk with God and God encourages us to come to different situation where there's an open door for us to heal the sick, cast out devils. Like Krishna, testimony with that baby, and that baby was healed. What the world, doctor, he has knowledge, experience. However, that has limit. But God has given to us this authority and power to heal all manner of sickness and diseases. So we can exercise this authority and power. With this we move forward. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs, in my name shall they cast out devils. So that thing comes first. Jesus spoke, prophesied, "In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak in tongues," and so forth. And God is walking us through and forward in this new life, the heavenly life, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and all that. When Jesus was challenged by the tempter at the critical time, 40 days he fasted, went to the limit. As far as in the physical body, he was at the weakest and also connected to the brain too. So the energy in the brain. But he was anointed with the Spirit of God. That was the time. Right after that, pretty much, he was led by the Spirit to go to this wilderness. And he was challenged by the tempter. "If thou be the Son of God." So, similar thing goes with us too. The adversary will put forth this to each one of us. "Are you really seriously think that you are Son of God, daughter of God?" So that kind of way, we know it. We know we are sons and daughters of God. Circumstances and so many things happening around us. And the tempter says, "Why don't you get the stone into bread?" He's giving his advice, like, "You can figure it out. You can do it. Why don't you do this?" Now Jesus was practicing to be with God in the Spirit. He had the connection. He could have responded many ways. He could have scanned into all the verses in the Old Testament scripture. He was absolute genius. He was the second Adam, genetically perfect. His brain was working at IQ of incredible level. No man has seen that level. He had perfect memory of all the scriptures. Yet he went to God. So that's the thing. F.A. went to God. Each time he goes up on the ladder, the step ladder, long ladder, he would ask God. So Jesus asked God at that time. It was not his brain ability to scan into his brain, find out which verse to answer, because he says it is written, so it sounded like that. He memorized it backwards, forwards. He knew which verse is appropriate for the reply. So he says it is written. However, he got it from God because the answer shows it. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, physical bread alone, but by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. So he was already instructed, shown from God, that we are to live by every word that is coming from God. The word of God is word from God that is coming at that present moment. And it's a bread. And this reference of this scripture, manna, manna was when they were in the desert. These Israelites stayed in this desert 40 years. So each day in the morning, they found this thing, manna, and then they ate that, maybe made it into like a bread. So anyway, it's a perfect food. The food that came from God, the physical food, manna, was also a perfect food. Had all vitamins, all minerals, everything that is needed, protein, it was there. Oh, the other time I said that there was no perfect food after the fall, but that one was perfect food, physical food. So some of them took more than the portion that him and his family needed for that day, stored it up, and it was spoiled. Next day it stunk and not possible to be eaten. However, one day before the Sabbath, they could take the portion of Sabbath day, that day's portion, and it doesn't get spoiled. So comparing with that physical manna, it is for that time for them to eat, for that day. When Jesus is talking about every word, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. So that is also for the present. God gives us presently to be eaten food. That is the word of God, word from God, and it comes from God. So we also live by that. Jesus lived like this. He says, I live by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. So we can practice that. The fresh bread to give you strength for that day. God provides. And we have been given this rights, ability to be able to receive this word from God, the fresh bread, and to get us strong and to have life. And we can give to other people who are not getting that bread. One is for them to be saved, and then we show them that you live like this. Or those who are not saved, but at that time they believe, we can give that word for them to have faith. They will have faith, so we can give the healing, such as I have, give I thee, like that. So in this manner that we are moving forward each day, and everyone is capable. Everyone has this authority and power and ability to receive the manna from God, word from God. That is the word from God. God is now able to give His word in your heart. The word of God is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. And there shall be time to come, was prophesied before, that now God Himself will teach us, teach you His way, the way to manifest a superabundant life. Now I think in Nepal it's calm. That chaos was there for a few days, and corrupt officials, they were overthrown. Some of them, they escaped into other countries. They will have an election, And there's a, I think, temporary prime minister is selected, and there will be election. Now the world will keep going like that, but as Jesus did, and said also, replied when his apostles, they asked him, when are we going to have independence? When are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? When are you going to set up a perfect government? And Jesus replied, I don't know, but the Father knows when that time shall be. But the greatest thing is about to come to your life. The true restoration will going to take place for you. The true restoration of the kingdom that Adam lost and the devil usurped, and he is ruling this world. However, Jesus was at that time saying that that restoration, Father knows, the physical one, Father knows when that shall be, but the true liberation, the restoration, is going to come not many days from now. And then he explained, you shall, lambano power, this ability, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's the thing. So when that power from on high, the promise of the Father, when that comes, shortly after this, I will be gone. And he was gone. And 10 days later, that time came. And from that time onwards, that mankind can receive this restoration power. And we are now walking in the restored position. We may not feel like it, but when we have said Jesus is Lord, and we believed in our heart that God hath raised him from the dead, we receive this restoration, and now we are to lambano it, use it. We have powerful connection now with the Most High God. We have access to the Father through the Spirit. It's not that we don't have access. It's not that God, our Father, he doesn't listen to me. I don't know he hears me or not. It's not the reality. It's not real. The reality is that Father always hears you. Now, you have access. You are in the Holy of Holies and you are in front of him. Holy, without blame, in front of him. We are right there, face to face. Of course, God is spirit, we don't see him. But we have that kind of access to the Most High God that nobody ever had. And whatsoever we ask, he will do it. He wants to abound all of his grace. So we switch on that. Enable God to make all favor to abound towards us. And he is able to work in us directly, not through somebody else from somewhere distant. He is right now at this point working in you, energizing in you, to put his good pleasure, good words. So we take advantage of that. God wants us to take advantage. Don't forget all the benefits. Use the benefits. And we are able to do, because he helps us. He is our comforter. who comforts us with all encouragement, comfort, right by our side, with us. So in all these, whatever is happening around us, we are super conquerors. Thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. So amazing, blessed life we are having, and He has made you absolutely the best. Whether you think, don't think, you are made perfect, completely complete, absolutely complete in Christ. You are God's masterpiece, and God will walk you through onto the uttermost parts of the world through you. The same way Jesus walked with God, and God showed Jesus harvest is plenteous. Jackpot places are plentiful. So we will expect that. And laborers, because of plenty of harvest, we need not just one laborer, but God will give you one, two top class Christ laborers who will immediately catch it. Andrew, and then Peter, John, James, like that. God's going to bring to our path those wonderful individuals. It's His job. We desire that. We expect that. He will bring to our path. Not by our works they will come. Not according to our own wisdom they will come. He will provide. Just like He provided manna, He will provide. So we thank God in advance. Thank you, God, you have already done that. You brought me that one labor. And God will give you words to encourage that labor. God will give you wisdom to encourage that person to walk with God, connect them to God, get them to depend upon God, and give them opportunity to heal the sick, cast out devils, like Jesus got them to practice. God is with us right now. We don't see Him, but He is with us right now. He loves us. He's our dad. We can cast all of our cares. He said, don't burden yourself down with worries, fears, how this will happen, how that will happen. I take care of the birds and the flowers. Of course, for you, much, much more. Grace be to you so you can rest. And to have a wonderful day, because I will make your day beautiful, wonderful, colorful. Okay, that's what I want to share today.